Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, November 17th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking casting news this afternoon, the Grammy-winning R&B artist Ne-Yo will make his Broadway debut this winter in Hell's Kitchen. The singer-songwriter, born Schaefer Smith, will assume the role of Davis starting December 4th. Davis is currently being played by another Grammy winner, Darrell Tank Babbs, through November 30th. Ne-Yo has musical theater experience, having played the Tin Man in the 2015 NBC broadcast of The Wiz Live. Some of his biggest hits include Closer, Because of You, So Sick, and Let Me Love You Until You Learn to Love Yourself. He is also featured on Give Me Everything and Time of Our Lives with Pitbull, and Let's Go with DJ Calvin Harris. Ne-Yo will be in Hell's Kitchen through January 25th. His replacement will be announced later. The Alicia Keys Jukebox musical continues its run at the Schubert Theater. Bess Wahl's Liberation has just extended its limited run on Broadway to February 1st. It had previously been scheduled to run through January 11th. The new play, set in the thick of the second-wave feminist movement, just opened in late October to rave reviews. Tickets for the new dates are now on sale at telecharge.com. Liberation runs at the James Earl Jones Theater. And finally, today, one of the most anticipated musical productions of the season officially opened last night, the very first Broadway revival of Chess. The Tuner by Benny Andersson, Bjorn Ulvaeus, and Tim Rice follows American and Soviet chess grandmasters facing off against each other and competing for the same woman's affections at the height of the Cold War. Reviews were largely mixed, including that of Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Times. The strong vocal efforts from the three leading performers, Nicholas Christopher, Aaron Tveit, and Leah Michelle, do not make the musical a bland bore, she observed. But still, parts of the show are absolutely thrilling, and parts are flat at best, aggressively dumb at worst. Has Chess finally found the winning move? Let's call it a draw. Chess runs at the Imperial Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.